opinion counts.
This feature is brought to you by Dr. Ewing Tong on News Talk 870 KRLA.
Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Ewing Tong, MD. This is Elaine, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This erroneous approach will never cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. Dr. Tong began investigating natural therapies such as Chinese medicine. He has innovated an East-West treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a weekly live radio show presenting new guest patients every week to prove that these supposedly incurable disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly the most astounding breakthrough. Whereas a century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, Dr. Tong has successfully treated nearly the entire spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach focuses on the cause of a disease rather than merely masking its symptoms. It embraces the energy paradigm and disproves the outdated material model, which recognizes only the physical but not the spiritual aspect of our existence. The study of energy medicine has also provided Dr. Tong a deeper understanding of the metaphysical realm. In this program, you will not only learn about the more obvious causes of diseases, such as stress and nutrition, but also the unseen factors, such as astrology, numerology, and feng shui. You will also see how proper use of scientific and metaphysical knowledge can improve your health, life, and destiny. Please call in during our live shows or check out our website at drtong.com. That's drtong.com for more information.
Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to our show, Freedom from Pain, with Ewing Tong, MD. I'm Elaine, your co-host. How are you doing today, Dr. Tong?
Good.
Before we get started, I just want to kind of recap our exciting show last week. We had Maria with us, originally from Mexico City, who works with a pharmaceutical company, so she worked with a lot of chemicals. She had an acute chemical reaction, headache, itching throat, itching eyes. After her first treatment with Dr. Tong, her headache immediately went away. She no longer has any itching in her throat or eyes. That was after one treatment.
Because she had an explosion in a laboratory. She was mixing some solvent, mm-hmm. and it exploded.
So she
breathed in the fume.
The fumes, right.
And she was very sick when she first came in.
Mm-hmm. We also had Rose with us from La Habra. She has been seeing Dr. Tong since September, I believe. She is a candidate, quote-unquote, for glaucoma. She's borderline. Before she came to see Dr. Tong, her pressures in her eyes were 19 and 20. And after 8 treatments with Dr. Tong, the pressure in her eye went down to 13 and 14. Also, the cupping is less. Can you explain that, Dr. Tong? The cupping of the lens, was that?
Some kind of pathology of the optic disc.
Right. So when you have glaucoma, increased pressure, there's an increased cupping in the disc.
I really have no idea what they mean, but the ophthalmologist said the pathology is better.
Uh-huh. Okay. So it's less. And that was after 8 treatments with Dr. Tong. We also had Arthur with us, who he was actually recommended for a triple bypass surgery in 1989, which was about 15 years ago. He had chest pain. He couldn't exert himself without chest pain. He couldn't swim or exercise without chest pain. He also had knee pain for the past 4 years. So for the past 15 years, he was trying to look for different alternatives to treat his heart condition. He refused the bypass surgery. Finally, he came to see Dr. Tong. Dr. Tong, I'm not really sure how he was introduced to you. He probably heard our radio show.
Yes.
And he had two treatments with Dr. Tong, and his chest pain dissipated, and he was able to exert himself without the chest pain and swim without chest pain, whereas in the past after swimming, he would have chest pain. And he said that the pain did come back a little bit, but he had only two treatments.
After the first treatment, but he never followed any dietary
recommendations, right.
You know, did he take the herbs? You know, I don't think.
So considering,
or the neutralizer.
Considering, yes. If he was on the program with the nutrition, the neutralizer, and the diet, but he is continuing treatments with Dr. Tong.
Yes,
so
uh-huh.
If these cases sound too incredible for you, check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. We have past shows archived on the website. If you'd like to make an appointment, you can give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number to call for an appointment is 714-556-8664. If you have any questions now, you can call us live, toll-free at 866-870-5752. Again, any questions now for us, 866-870-5752. We have an in-house guest today. Tammy, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to have Tammy with us. She just came into the room, so she's going to get ready.
From Arizona.
Tammy from Arizona. So she came from a long way. I believe she's actually friends of Jim and Jackie.
The daughter.
Yes. Oh, okay. I didn't know that. The daughters are in here.
The daughter's in the house.
Okay, Tammy, why don't you Tammy, actually, you can introduce yourself, where you're from, what you do, and why you came to see Dr. Tong.
Well, my name's Tamara Dooley. I am a caregiver in the state of Arizona, Prescott, Arizona.
Okay.
And been doing that off and on since I was 18.
Oh, wow.
Caregiver. So
wonderful.
That's probably had a lot to do with my lower back problems.
Okay.
I can imagine a lot of lifting and everything.
So you had back pain for how long?
Oh, off and on for years. I suffered from a herniated disc from 10 years ago.
Okay.
That would come and go.
Okay.
Just go to the chiropractor, think you're fine for a couple days, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Go back to the chiropractor, be good for a week. Off and on for 10 years.
Okay.
And then I had a terrible accident on a flight of steps.
Oh,
and
so you
that,
fell.
Yes, I fell, and it just set this whole wheel into motion of coming out here and meeting Dr. Tong and getting well.
Wonderful. So you only went to the chiropractor? Did you try any medication or?
Oh, I went to a medical doctor. I said, doctor, I'm having a terrible time. I said, I'm trying to babysit my grandbaby, only I can't pick her up.
You're a grandmother?
Yes,
oh,
I'm a grandmother.
She's so young.
Thank you very much. And I said, I can't bend down and pick up my grandbaby, or if somebody even hands me the grandbaby and I try to put her on my hip, it is just the most sharpest, almost horrible pain. I said, and that's all I want to do is just hold my grandbaby. And this medical doctor says to me, he says, well, it just sounds like something you shouldn't be doing. And that broke my heart.
Oh, no.
That just broke my heart just to pieces, you know, thinking like that. And I thought, well, this just isn't the direction I want to go.
Right, right.
I want to get over this.
Oh,
I want to have
terrible.
A full life with her. I'm too young.
You're very young. Very, very young.
Not be able to hold my grandbaby.
Yes.
So. Now I'm looking forward to going home to Prescott and picking that grandbaby up.
So how many treatments have you had with Dr. Tong?
Today was my third.
Okay.
So you think now you can pick up your grandbaby now after our treatment, the way you feel now?
Yes, I believe so. I feel the strength. I have more motion. I'm not stiff. I'm not afraid of moving in the wrong way to actually pick her up.
So how bad were your pain when you first came to see us?
Oh, it was just the worst pain ever. sharp pain. It was like if you go to bend over to open an oven door, your oven door, and you're just stuck.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't come up and you can't go down. You're just stuck there. And the sharpest pain, like somebody's mm-hmm. just driving a nail through
Ooh.
The bone in your lower back.
It's a constant pain? Or
no, it was just a sharp pain and only mm-hmm. a certain motion,
a certain
movement, yes.
Okay, for 10 years on and off?
Yes,
off and on. Okay.
Now your back pain is better. I want to knock off your tooth with this mic.
Whack! Here, you need some dental work.
We were sharing a mic because the one of our mic was broken. So.
Wow. Three treatments. That is amazing.
Yes, it is.
Do you have any other problem? Well, basically, it's just the back pain then, right?
Well, I was going through a really bad hip thing. Mm-hmm. I live on a second-story apartment building, and there's only stairs. There's not an elevator or anything. Mm-hmm. So it was up and down, and when I moved in, it was all, moving mm-hmm. all that stuff, all these stairs. And it was just killing me. I got so bad by the end that I couldn't even, my hips could no longer propel myself mm-hmm. up the stairs. I would have to hold mm-hmm. both handrails and pull myself mm-hmm. with the
handrails. And how's your hip pain now?
Well, I was at a meeting earlier today mm-hmm. that there were stairs everywhere we went, and I never held on to the handrails once.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Super.
Your best side, the left side was the best side, no problem. Now you have a little right-sided problem.
Yes, my right side was jealous of my left side, I think, and wanted to get well.
This is common with Dr. Tong's treatments. If you have a side that's hurting, after he treats it, then the other side starts to hurt.
Yes.
Because
it wants the treatment. Your body's telling you, well, you got this side well, now let's fix the other side so we'll be balanced.
It's very, very true, very true.
So let me ask you, how much improvement you have with our first treatment?
Since the first treatment till now?
After the first treatment.
Oh, after the first treatment. Mm-hmm. I say I was a 25% better mm-hmm. right at that point.
Wonderful.
Yes, just from leaving here. I mean, I had a little numbness and stuff in my foot and mm-hmm. and everything. But I could just feel something just moving mm-hmm. out of my body, the pain moving out. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. How about now?
Oh, now I would say I'm 75-80%.
So hardly any pain?
Hardly any pain.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. If you have any questions, give us a call now toll-free at 866-870-5752. Okay, we'll kind of interrupt this story. We have a caller with a question, but we'd like you to stay on the show and comment on anything. David has a question about MS and an infection, multiple sclerosis. David, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, thank you for waiting. Welcome to our show.
Thank you for taking me on the show.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Dr. Tong?
Yeah, how are you?
Well, I've been a lot better, but I still got a good, healthy outlook. I've had multiple sclerosis for 30 years, and I've dealt with that nutritionally for these years, and it has not progressed any worse. I've kept it pretty much under control. I've been very active all my life, including in sports. And about 8 years ago, I had a broken tooth, and since it was on a weekend, the dentist, and I didn't have pain from it, but the dentist took me the third day after that, and I got my teeth cleaned. He wanted to do that before repairing the tooth, and at the end of the cleaning, I got terribly sick and nauseated and had to go to the bathroom. They had to help me in because when I got up, I had vertigo. I didn't even know what that was until I had it. But it was like a drunken sailor trying to walk. And anyhow, 3 days later, I'm in the hospital with congestive heart failure.
Wow.
I still have that to this day. They claim it didn't do hardly any damage to the heart. I've been on a very restrictive type diet with a lot of greens, raw vegetables, and no greasy food at all. In fact, very little meat-type products at all anymore. And I still have to take two different heart medicines that are prescriptions, which I don't really like to, but I have to until I find something better. But I still, the things that I noticed just before the heart failure and going in the hospital, I had chunks of phlegm about one-third to a full size of a dime and about the same thickness that I would spit up after any exertion or every morning. And so this is what led me to finally tell the outside doctors after I was out of the hospital again. I told this to the doctors in the hospital. Nobody paid attention. And so when I got out, I still had this. I still have it to this day. And it turns out this is a bacterial infection. And when I took the antibiotics that the doctors from the hospital prescribed, I was after I insisted on that because of these chunks, which they didn't pay attention to, they finally prescribed the medicine for that, the prescription type. And then after about 40 days of that, I went in for another test, and the name of the bacteria had changed. And I thought, oh, this is great. I only then found out by talking and forcing my way to talk to the man that did the research on this sputum test of mine, and he told me, no, he says, you really haven't cured it. It's just become a new name. It's
okay.
Mutated.
Yeah, David. Okay, let me try to interrupt you because we don't have that much time.
And a lot of joint pains from the MS, too.
Okay, joint pain, phlegm, and infection. Okay, those are all symptoms.
Uh-huh.
Your multiple sclerosis is just a fancy medical name
that
represents all the symptoms together.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Your problem is that your body is out of balance. You don't have enough energy from your mind and spirit that open up the circulation to different spots, to your joints, to your lung. So and then you eat the wrong kind of food that creates too much phlegm.
Okay,
your problem can be cured. Multiple sclerosis, we have several cases
on
our radio show. Laura, Jeannie,
James,
go to our website and click on radio show and listen to all those stories. Those people no longer need the medication, no longer have the symptoms. Laura was falling daily for 5 years.
She was a softball player. She couldn't
softball player. She was on many soccer teams before. She came to me. She had a lot of muscle, but she fell every day once or twice for 5 years, and her thyroid was low, that they told her that she could not have a baby.
Uh-huh.
I cured her multiple sclerosis. We fixed her thyroid, and she was pregnant. She had a baby.
Uh-huh.
So everything they tell you is untrue.
Uh-huh.
So your problem can be cured. Your phlegm can be cured. Your congestive heart can be cured. And your drug can be eliminated.
Oh, boy.
And most of the time, you'll feel better the first time.
I'll go on a personal crusade for you if this works.
They all say the same thing, but you don't have to do it, okay?
Yeah.
I do it with your honor.
Just like Tammy. Tammy was in a lot of pain when she first came to see me, and she could hardly walk. But right after the first treatment, besides the numbness, she had no pain.
Uh-huh.
And now, after 3 treatments, she's ready to go home and lead a normal life if she's adhere to my dietary recommendation.
Yeah.
Okay, let me tell you the real cause of the problem had to do with circulation, which is controlled by the energy.
Uh-huh.
Tammy said that her back pain was from a disc.
Uh-huh.
Wrong. The back pain is not from a disc.
Uh-huh.
The disc does not cause the pain. The disc and the pain are both symptoms from poor circulation.
Uh-huh. And I have that poor circulation too.
Yeah, because your heart, your mind and body are not totally connected together.
Disconnected.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
The energy from the mind, the Chinese call qi.
Uh-huh.
That's the energy that make up your soul, make up your spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It's out in air and you enter your body through a set of antennas, the Chinese call meridians.
Right.
The qi open up circulation like the water pressure open up the water in the sprinkler system.
Uh-huh.
If you have no plug in the sprinkler system, your garden will be very beautiful.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Different part get plugged and you get dry flower and dead plants in those parts.
No green area.
And same thing for your body. Mm-hmm. If your meridian are blocked in the heart channel, then your heart doesn't get the circulation. Now, why does it get blocked? You could have a heartbreaking event.
Yeah.
You have a fearful event, then you get a problem in the low back, like Tammy have weakness in the kidney.
Exactly.
And that is why they took out your uterus, because your uterus was controlled by the kidney.
Correct.
They did not know that, so they just take away the organ that felt the symptoms.
Yes.
Okay. Like your infection, should not be treated with antibiotics.
Uh-huh.
Because antibiotics kills the good guys as well as the bad guys.
The normal flora.
And it ignores the blocking of the circulation. That is the underlying cause. For instance, okay, let's say you have a traffic jam that leads to a riot. So the Western way is to bomb out the riot and ignore the traffic jam.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Not only that, they don't bomb out the riot. They call in foreign troops that cannot tell the good guys from bad guys.
And just kill everyone.
And the foreign troops cannot get to the riot area. You get to everywhere else where there's no traffic jam and kill up all the good citizens.
Yes.
And only a little part goes to the riot area.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
One of these days, after I write my book, you'll find out how ignorant and how terrible.
Well, it's a problem because antibiotics are very overprescribed, and you're going to just get
terrible.
Increasing resistance.
With
and
my
when
last
you really
resort to go, to
when you really need it, it's not going to work.
Oh,
so
no.
That's the.
Well, they kill everything.
Right. So.
That's right. You kill the good guy as well as the bad guy.
Yeah,
okay.
So.
Yep.
The
and
true.
And then it leaves you really vulnerable for the bad guys.
Exactly.
That's right. Then you become weaker.
Exactly.
Okay?
Yes.
The real truth how to fight an infection is to restore the body's own healing power.
Yes.
That is the way to cure MS. That's the way to cure Alzheimer. That's the way to cure cancer,
uh-huh.
infection, joint pain. Is to restore the body's own healing power. You look at all the people in America, okay? Not everybody got arthritis.
Yep.
In the flu season, not everybody got the flu.
Yep.
No, the doctor get exposed to TB, don't get the TB.
Uh-huh.
As long as you're strong,
yes.
you don't get sick.
Yes.
So you need to. The doctors need to learn how to restore health,
mm-hmm.
and that is what I do, and that's what we do in this clinic.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So you need to check out our website, David. It's drtong.com.
Is that written out the full word?
No, it's drtong.
Dr. what?
T-O-N-G.
T-O-N-G.
T-O-N-G dot uh-huh. com. If you click on the radio show, you can click. It's actually the proof or radio show in the body, and you can get to... all of our radio shows are archived. We have over 180 shows from the past 4 years, all live shows with many cases. There's an index. If you want to look for multiple sclerosis, just go down the index alphabetically. You'll see multiple sclerosis. There are a few shows with those cases.
I see.
And you can just access that. And if you have any more questions, give us a call at our office, 714.
Let's see, 714.
556.
556
8664.
664.
Okay.
And what city is that?
We're in Costa Mesa.
Costa Mesa.
Okay,
yeah.
David.
Okay, and do you have this? Is that is there a period after the doctor on
no,
the tongue? No,
it's just drtong.com. Yes.
.com.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thank you very much, and I will definitely be talking to you.
Thank you
yeah.
for calling.
You stay tuned, David. In fact, to let the audience listen to how we treat infection, Tammy's father, Jim, is in the room right now. Why don't you come over here and describe to them how I help Uncle Rod. Uncle Rod had very severe bronchitis and pneumonia.
Mm-hmm.
When he first came to see me, he was comatose, basically comatose, and the first couple of weeks, was irresponsive, not responsive when we were treating him. So
mm-hmm.
describe to them how I help him.
Okay. Well, first off, can you hear me okay now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. First off, Uncle Rod, with his last visit to his medical doctor,
mm-hmm.
was that they said, now you really have emphysema.
Mm-hmm.
And they added to his prescriptions. He was already taking oxygen at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And they added breathalyzers.
Mm-hmm.
And he came and saw Dr. Tong. And right there, the very first visit, his lips went from purple to regular pink.
Wonderful.
I mean, that was, and he has not taken a breathalyzer. He has not taken oxygen in over a year now.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
He's looking great.
Oh, yes. And he had his 90th birthday a few days ago.
Wow.
And I keep taking him back to his medical doctor at the VA center for his checkups and to keep track of all of his status.
Mm-hmm.
And on that last trip there, they said that his oxygen blood level was perfect,
mm-hmm.
that his
basically his infection.
His infection's over with.
Mm-hmm.
I can see you got 1 minute left.
How sick was he when he first came to see
you? Oh, when he first came to see you, he was, well, we came here to take care of his last days, and he's doing great now, and he's got a four-wheel high-speed walker that he's using, and he's getting around great.
Wonderful.
So he's much more active right now.
Yes, yeah. And he's 90.
He was comatose.
He looks younger now than when he even first came.
Yeah. Thanks, Jim. Thanks, Tammy.
Well, I hope you enjoyed our show today. If you have any questions, you can call Dr. Tong during the week for a quick phone consultation or call us now at 714 714- 714-556-8664. Again, the number to call for an appointment is 714-556-8664. Check out our website at drtong.com. That's drtong.com. We're here till 6 p.m., so give us a call at 714-556-8664. Join us for more exciting cases next Saturday at 3:30 p.m. on News Talk 870 KRLA. This is Elaine saying goodbye and have a great weekend.
Brought to you by Dr. Ewing Tong on News Talk 870 KRLA.
Dennis Prager. I've called myself for much of my life to myself. I don't say this out loud.